New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask New People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Yo, welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out. It is much appreciated. It's a little bit of news that went on a few hours ago. I guess technically last night is when we started to find out, but I'm recording this Sunday morning. I was out in these streets Saturday, and by out in these streets, I went to go get dinner. It was how I describe being out in these streets. Can I just say, before we get into it, I know that I have a large contingent of people who listen to this podcast who don't live in Chicago, and I appreciate you. I truly do. But for those of you who do live in or around Chicago, but specifically those of you who live in Chicago, man, this is the summer of our discontent when it comes to being able to travel across the city. I was texting my brother yesterday. He's like, "What are you going to do today?" I was like, "Oh, you know, I'm doing this and I got to get this done. And then I'm thinking about blank, blank, blank." And I said, "You know, you can't really go downtown these days with a car. You can do it by train because the NASCAR races are going on and Lakeshore Drive is literally closed because it's part of the racetrack. I have come around on the NASCAR thing. I truly have. I think that it is a net positive for Chicago. And I do like, and I am going to give credit to Brandon Johnson and his administration. I like the way that they have worked with NASCAR, and NASCAR has streamlined this week or the lead up to this week more so than Mayor Lightfoot's administration. Because it basically, with under Lightfoot, it was like NASCAR had Grant Park for the whole summer. And that's just patently unfair. The city is so beautiful. The amount of people who travel in and around the museum campus into Grant Park and people who go see the Bean and people who go to Maggie Daly, like all of that stuff to me is like a connected neighborhood. Buckingham Fountain, like all of that stuff. To not have it available to the citizens of Chicago for, you know, 4 weeks of 3 weeks of post-race stuff, I found to be ridiculous. They've made it easier. They streamlined the process. I hope that the streamlining continues. But I joked with my brother, because I haven't been to one of my favorite places to like go have a meal. It's this place called Rockwell's. And it's in Lincoln Square, or it's probably Ravenswood Manor is technically where it is, because it is west of Western. It's right there, like the Rockwell stop on the Brown Line. And Friday, I was like, man, why don't I do that? We got a short show. I can just jump on the Brown Line. I could go have a drink, go grab a sandwich, and just hang out there. And then I was like, what's it going to be like coming back and getting on the Metra? And in retrospect, I probably still should have done it. But I was saying how by car, it's like the north side and the south side have been disconnected from each other. And I mean that literally, not just metaphorically or figuratively, as sometimes it feels that way in a lot of different arenas. But a lot, like I was thinking about it today. If you were someone who live in Edgewater, so if you're like Foster and Western, and you're like, man, I really want to go kick it on 63rd Street Beach, you can't get here. If you're someone like me in Hyde Park and you want to go to Sweet Mandy B's, either one of them, the one in Streeterville or the one in Lincoln Park, good luck. I looked up how long it was going to take me to drive to Rockwell's just for shits and giggles. It was like, oh, it's going to be 1 hour and 5 minutes. Nope. But I digress. I think it is really strange that one of the things that ends up happening is that the city is cut off from each other. And don't tell me, well, there are alternate routes, Lawrence. I know. But everywhere you go, there is construction. And I know that eventually that means that things are going to be better. But for right now, that shit is terrible. Getting to all of the alternate routes is awful. And when you keep in mind like how bad and extensive the reconstruction of the Kennedy is, connecting north to south, it's messed up. And then like 47th Street has got construction. And even just little arteries have construction. It's not good. It's I don't know about you, but it's rough. Anyway, let's talk about DeMar DeRozan. The Bulls made a trade. They sent him to Sacramento. They got back Chris Duarte and 2 second-round picks. And I wonder if those second-round picks are going to be used to move Zach LaVine off the roster. That's another pod for another day. I want to spend the majority of the time talking about DeMar DeRozan and my point of view on DeMar. DeMar is one of those players where when you saw him on other teams, you're like, man, that guy's really good. And you see he's a guy that will hit clutch shots, will play hard. The best thing I can say, the compliment that I can give DeMar, is DeMar is a hooper. Guys that really love to play ball and are good at it and work to perfect their craft and really care about the game. I'll give you an example of other former Bulls that I've put into that category of hooper. Obviously, like Derrick Rose was a superstar, also a hooper. Jamal Crawford, hooper. Kirk Heinrich, hooper. Guys that don't just play because they're good. It's kind of like in rap, KRS-One is going to rap no matter what. He doesn't need an album. He doesn't need a stage. He could be on the subway in New York, and if you challenge him to a battle rap, he's going to battle you. It doesn't matter that he's 60 years old. It doesn't matter to him. DeMar is similar. Like, he just loves to hoop, and he embodies what I think is great about basketball, what can be great about basketball. And I really appreciated the guy that he was. Now, the problem is I still think that there is a level of evolution to DeMar's game that can still happen. And I don't know if it'll happen in Sacramento. I was kind of hoping that he would end up in a place like the Clippers or with Golden State, because it felt like the offensive flow would kind of force him to evolve a little bit more. But that's the thing about DeMar. Like, he bends offenses to his will, and he's usually right. His basketball IQ is off the charts. His ability to get into small spaces. I'll give you another comp on DeMar, and this is a cross sports comp. His ability to get in the lane is similar to Frank Gore's ability to get into the end zone. Somehow, a player gets smaller. Like, when you watch goal line stuff for Frank Gore and you just go, how? Now, granted, he had 16,000 yards, and the joke about Frank Gore is that he did it, you know, 4 yards at a time. But you look at Frank Gore goal line, short yarded situation, and somehow, like, he powered his way through one tackler, then kind of shrunk and was able to squeeze sideways between two other tacklers and got you the first down or got you the touchdown. That's DeMar off the dribble. You see him maneuver and him understand, like, the nuance of the game, how defenders are so trained to try and go for the block and try to go to not just to block the shot, but these spectacular block shot. And so the pump fake that he uses to get people up in the air is magnificent. The amount of space that he's able to get shots off is incredible. Watching him play, watching him close, watching him be fearless on the basketball court has been a real, absolute joy. Then you add in, and Casey Johnson wrote a really good piece. I retweeted it. So if you follow me at Lawrence W. Holmes, you can check it out. He was talking about some of the off-the-court stuff. Him relishing the idea of leadership and mentorship. Maybe it's not even leadership. Maybe it's mentorship with DeMar. Him really being a vessel for the young guys to ask questions and them know that he's supporting them. They have his support. Going to Io's jersey retirement, inviting Dalen Terry to go work out with him so that he can improve, so he can understand the level of commitment that it takes to be a great player. And maybe your talent doesn't match, but your work ethic can always match and you can be great. I think that he has been an excellent Bull, an excellent member of the community. The fact that his family is along for the ride too. I don't know if there are many, if any, better representations of putting all of that together in the NBA. Like, a guy like Steph Curry, I think, does a really good job of it too. But I love it. I love it. I want to talk more about that, and I want to talk about the impact of not having guys like Caruso and DeRozan around anymore. That's next.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AskMe People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
In losing Caruso and DeMar, the Bulls have lost something that is hard to quantify as far as value goes, but easy to recognize. Those two dudes will live in Bulls fans' heart. When they come back to Chicago, you better believe there will be standing ovations when they are introduced. With Caruso, it's how hard he played, how smart he played, how he tried to bring other people along with him, the level of effort that you got from him, and the skill. Like, I don't want to just make it seem like Alex Caruso is a try-hard dude. He's a skilled player, especially as a defender. With DeMar, he didn't have, like, he has all of the skill stuff. He's got the entire bag of tricks. And yet, he did a wonderful job of being okay with being the guy. And people recognize that. King of the fourth. Even when everyone knew he was getting the ball, he would find ways to score in those moments. Whether it's the crazy back-to-back nights where he's hitting three-pointers that wins the game for the Bulls, that slate of games where he scores 35 or more, it's amazing to watch. I do think that it's harder for people to wrap their heads around the idea of a player like that going forward in the NBA because it's such a 3-and-D type league. But there should always be room for guys like that. Guys that want to win and play to win, that play hard. Then there's the mental health component. DeMar has been one of the more outspoken people about dealing with all sorts of trauma. If you've ever heard him talk about his upbringing, it wasn't pleasant. And I think that he's still processing it. You should go back and listen to the episode that he did on Draymond Green's podcast. It gives you a real window to how he was raised. I'm not judging. I'm just saying that after hearing it, I was like, oh, okay. And then you start listening to him talk about mental health and depression and all the things that he needs to function. And I think it's one of the things that I think is brave, and I'm trying to deal with this in my own life and career. There are these times when you go, it would be better for me if blank. And sometimes we're scared to say those things. I appreciate DeMar for not being afraid to say, I need blank. And even in this situation where it's a signing trade, he probably, even though Sacramento is not close to LA, it's a hell of a lot closer than Chicago is. You might want that. You might want more sunshine and no winters or a less harsh winter. And you might need that. And the fact that he, at this point in his career, can make those kind of requests and those requests get respected, lets you know, any, what does Lil Wayne say? Bad boys move in silence like lasagna. DeMar wasn't out here screaming. You didn't hear. I don't even know. I can look this up. I don't even know who represents DeMar. You didn't hear from DeMar's representatives. You just knew that once the Caruso deal happened, that he wasn't going to be happy about it and it was time to move on. He didn't cry about it. It just was what it was. He handled everything like a pro, like he's done his entire career here. And it got done. And now he'll be happy. And I think the Bulls will be happy in the direction that they're going. The direction the Bulls are going is another topic for another podcast. Like, I want to try and focus in on just the DeMar aspect of this. But I truly appreciate how, like, if you're looking for a guide on being a professional, and you don't, this doesn't have to just be about the NBA. If you're looking for a guide on how to go about doing your business, there's DeMar DeRozan. That's how you do it. I get a chance because a couple years ago, I said to Ryan Porth and Mitch Rosen, I said, look, we got a little gap in our day between Parkins and Spiegel and Bulls games. So there's like a 40-minute gap there that as a station, we could run replays and we often do. It's nice to be driving around and hear Dan and I do an interview with someone that was really good. But I said, if you guys want to do live broadcasts in before Bulls games, I'll do a few of those a year for free. For free. So I think I did 10, somewhere between 10 and 12 last year. So I got a chance to be at the United Center and I got a chance to kind of watch what goes on. By the way, those press conferences, I think, are some of the most underused pieces of content in all of sports, particularly at the Score, but all of sports. We tend to only focus in on the game. Some of that stuff that Billy Donovan gives you pregame and the other coaches from around the league is fascinating. It's a more comfortable environment where one can actually learn. And I think the Bulls beat does a great job of looking for those angles on stories that they can get inside of a pregame. Some really good questions. And I like to sometimes just go in there and listen. Occasionally, there's a thing that I'll want to talk with Billy about and bring to the show, and he's really good at answering those questions. Anyway, I sit courtside when I do this, and Rich Wyatt, who's a tremendous engineer that does our Bulls broadcast, I sit where Chuck and Bill sit, and I get a chance to watch the Bulls do warm-ups, see what some of the coaches are working on with players, and I get to set a scene. I actually really like doing it. I don't know how much I'm going to do this year because clearly the Bulls are taking a step backwards, but watching DeMar and the way that DeMar interacted with fans is another thing that I think makes him kind of legendary. For a guy with his status in the league, he's a top 40 scorer of all time in the NBA. A guy with a tremendous amount of respect, watching him interact with fans and understanding that there's that element of the game too was great. DeMar would come out and he would do his drills. And I mean, he goes hard on his drills. He's not doing it halfway. Like, he's working on stuff that he's going to do in the game. Again, it's a really good example of how to do your thing. he would finish, though. Like, DeMar would, he would finish his stuff, and Andre Drummond would be out there around the same time. So DeMar will go to the tunnel. So, like, imagine the United Center, and then imagine on either side of the baskets, the tunnels that are leading to the locker rooms. DeMar would go into one of the tunnels, like right the entrance of the tunnel. And then he would pick out like someone in the crowd. He'd play catch with like a kid in the crowd. And he's like, okay, pass it to me. And the kid would pass it back. And then he'd throw an alley-oop to Andre Drummond from the tunnel. And, you know, it's a hard angle. And the timing is not easy from that distance. So it would take three or four times until it would happen. And then it would happen and everyone would go crazy. And then you would see DeMar, like, take pictures and sign with people. And, I mean, for a guy that's that big in the business, for him to do that, I thought was just top-notch. Like, I just, the whole thing about him, to me, is impressive. He's a player that I wish we could have done more stuff with from an interview standpoint, because I just admire him. I admire the way that he goes about his thing. And seeing that, being witness to him being cool like that, was a joy. I wish him all the luck. I really do. I hope DeMar gets an opportunity to be on a team that's really contending, because these last three seasons have not been, with the injury to Lonzo Ball and then kind of the domino effect of things not going right, a player like that should get a chance to play for real, for real. So I'm glad that he's getting it. And I wish him nothing but the best. And I look forward to when he comes back to the United Center, when he brings his girls to the United Center, and how much fun it'll be for everyone. So that's all I got. He's an all-time great Bull, and you cannot tell me any different. Championships or not. Thanks so much for listening. I appreciate your time and your commitment to this podcast. Please review it. Give it 5 stars. Write a review. It helps with placement. It's a free thing that you can do. If you want to email us, you can. People have been emailing a lot lately, which is great. houseoflpodcast@gmail.com. That's houseoflpodcast@gmail.com. I will talk to you next time. Peace.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.